Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The three U.S. Democratic presidential contenders clashed at times over key issues Saturday night in their third debate. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the story.
It was the first Democratic debate since the recent terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both focused on the need to defeat the Islamic State group.
I have a strategy to combat and defeat ISIS without getting us involved in another ground war.
One that destroys ISIS, but one that does not get us involved in perpetual warfare in the quagmire of the Middle East.
But Sanders, Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley differed on whether ousting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad should be part of the strategy to defeat Islamic State. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also in the news, Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to change the Constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to seek another term. New change would allow him to run for another 7-year term, and after that he would be eligible to run for a further 2 5-year terms until the year 2034. 58-year-old Kagame has been in power since 2000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the International Roadmap for Peace in Syria, approved unanimously by the U.N. Security Council, was a rare display of unity among major powers on a conflict that has claimed more than 250,000 lives. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that his country has not yet used all of its military capabilities and could do more. This is VOA News. Turkey is pulling out of northern Iraq in an effort to de-escalate tensions with the Iraqi government. That comes a day after President Obama urged Ankara to withdraw its troops. The deployment of Turkish troops angered the Iraqi government, which said the soldiers had not been invited, and the move amounted to what was called an illegal incursion. But Turkey has maintained all along that the force was part of an international mission to train and equip Iraqi forces that want to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Funerals have been held for 10 Iraqi soldiers killed by an American airstrike outside the city of Fallujah in central Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences and that they agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near Fallujah, which is controlled by Islamic State fighters. U.S. military said targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. President Obama began his Christmas New Year holiday in Hawaii on Saturday after an intense flurry of activity in Washington, signing into law a new $1 trillion federal budget and taking executive action that signaled the course of his final year at the White House. In his weekly media address, the president said the recent global climate accord, the Iran nuclear deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade package were all some of the highlights of the past year. He also touted economic progress, universal health care, and progress in the war on terrorism as some of the reasons he's optimistic headed into 2016.
Because when we're united as Americans, there's nothing that we cannot do. That's why it's been a good year. And that's why I'm confident we'll keep achieving big things in the new year.
President Obama will be leaving office in January of 2017. Spain's Mireia Laguna Arroyo has been named the winner of the Miss World 2015 competition in China, dogged by controversy over China's refusal to allow Miss Canada, their entrant, Chinese-born Anastasia Lin, to enter the country. They didn't give her a visa. Miss Lin is an outspoken critic of Chinese religious policy and a follower of the Falun Gong meditation practice, which was outlawed by China in 1999. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.